Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our feature speaker, Max Pratt.
Hear the reading of these words of Scripture from Hebrews chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. We invite every listener to stay tuned to our program as we share our message today. We consider it such a privilege to share the Word of God with you, and it is our prayer that through moments of inspiration, you will find rich blessings from our Heavenly Father.
Make me new, Lord Jesus. Take my life, take my spirit, make me new. Make me new, Lord Jesus, make me new. For it seems that in so many ways I'm not enough like you. Take this weary vessel I am in and mold me once again. Take my life, take my spirit, make me new.
As we begin our study today, I'd like to read the text one more time today from Hebrews chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. What I'd like to call our attention to is the part of this statement that declares Jesus was tempted in every way like we are. This is one of the evidences of Jesus becoming human. He became flesh and had his dwelling among us, according to the Apostle John. In his gospel account, chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 14, he writes, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the one and only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth." The Apostle Paul shares with us that Jesus relinquished his place of equality with God in heaven, and he humbled himself in being made in human likeness. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 6 reads, "Christ Jesus, who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being found in human likeness. In his humanity, Christ then became vulnerable to temptation. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 4, we find an account of Jesus being tempted by Satan following the time that he was baptized by John the Baptizer, just prior to his beginning his own public teaching ministry. Let me read the first 11 verses of Matthew chapter 4. This record tells of Jesus being tempted in each and every way that we are tempted by Satan. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. The devil is our enemy. He is seeking to devour us. His purpose is to destroy our faith by our violating our conscience before God. He seeks to separate us from God's love through our disobedience. His plan worked with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. The one thing that God instructed them not to eat was the one thing that gave Satan opportunity with which to tempt them. In 1 John chapter 2, he writes these words in verses 15 through 17. We find the apostle defining the methods and the avenues through which temptations come. They came to Jesus, and they come to us. And we read them. "Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful boasting of what he has and does comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world is passing away, but men who do the will of God forever will live forever." When Satan tempted Jesus, he used the very same resources he did with Eve: the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. Brought Eve to violate the will of God in her life. Jesus was tempted in every way, as Matthew's text tells us. Satan wanted him to turn the stones to bread and to satisfy the lust of his flesh. He tempted Jesus to boast of himself by jumping off the highest point of the temple, proving himself before the people that he was the Son of God. The devil put all the riches of the world at the feet of Jesus, tempting him with power, wealth, and riches beyond compare, if only he would bow down and worship him. To have fallen for this snare, Jesus would have sinned through the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. Unlike Eve and all other humans who have lived on this earth, Jesus did not sin. He was tempted to sin, but he was without sin. The beginning text of our lesson today sets Jesus apart from all humans. He has been tempted like we are, yet without sin. This identifying truth is one of the evidences that Jesus is who he claims. He is the Son of God. There are many other evidences, provided through the witness of Scripture. He was with God in the beginning. He made the earth. He was born of a virgin. The grave and death could not keep him because he was innocent. So he arose from the grave on the third day, and he is seated at God's right hand. Jesus invites us to follow him. He is the Good Shepherd. He is the way, the truth, and the life. By following Jesus, we live to remove sin from our lives and not to fall into Satan's snares. A good text to end our message today is found in Hebrews chapter 12, 2 through 3, and it points us to Jesus. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. We pray you look to Jesus Christ as your Savior and guide in living your life.
Change my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you. Change my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.